The Bacteria and the Virus by Akash Ajla, Aaron Leonard, and Kate Hahn. With music and effects by Akash Ajla. It was just another peaceful day in Bacteriaville. When all of a sudden...
I need a bacterium to feast on.
Oh no! It's the mean old virus!
It was the notorious virus that hunted on bacteria. The poor little bacteria were frightened and started to run away. But the virus was too fast. It got hold of one of the bacteria.
No! Let go of me!
Never! I already recognized and locked onto your receptor.
What does that even mean?
It means that the 3D structure on your surface and my surface fit together perfectly. Like lock and key. You can't escape anymore.
Ouch! What was that for?
I injected my DNA into you. Now you are infected.
What the virus had just done were the first major steps of something called viral lysis. These first steps, called attachment and penetration, were successful. Viral lysis is one of the ways in which viruses reproduce. They use other cells or organisms, like bacteria, to create many viral parts for them. These parts then assemble into new viruses, and the infected cells burst open to release the viruses. The virus in our story knows exactly what to do next. Its DNA has all the instructions on what to do, including instructions on how to create new virus parts. It quickly proceeded with its plans.
Wait, what are you doing? Those are my nutrients. Do you have any idea how hard I worked for all those nutrients?
The virus started to use nutrients and resources found inside the bacterium for its own good. The viral DNA was duplicated many times using the bacterium's own materials, which acted like factories to create new virus parts. One of the parts even broke down the bacterium's own DNA.
I don't feel so good.
The virus was unstoppable. Virus parts were assembled into new viruses inside the bacterium. They were like an army consisting of more than 100 new viruses. When copies of viral DNA were packed into them, they were ready to go. The whole process did not take more than 15 minutes. The viruses attacked the bacterium from the inside, allowed water to rush into the cell.
So crowded. So much water. Gonna burst. Listen, virus. I'll get you for this. Mark my words.
The bacterium could not withstand all the pressure. And finally burst. Like a balloon.
Let's go, viruses!
Yeah!
Let's go, viruses!
The viruses cheered. They, along with all the contents that were in the bacterium, were released into the environment. Suddenly, other organisms, starving phytoplankton, started appearing. Some of them were crying with happiness.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, virus. If it weren't for you, none of us would have anything to eat. You taught that bacterium to share. Now we can all survive.
And thus, the virolytic cycle had been completed. The viruses were now free to start the process all over again, infecting more bacteria, cloning themselves, and bursting out of their hosts, keeping the nutrient cycling for all the organisms.